Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Carson and Kennedy's War of Roses.
Nicole is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
So how's it going? Why do you want to do this today? What's up?
So basically think that my boyfriend is cheating on me. It's kind of a weird situation. And so now I kind of feel like I don't even know this guy.
Okay. What happened?
So back in March, just like before everything shut down and got really bad, I went out with this guy on that I met on Hinge. And, you know, I was so sick of the apps and I just figured like I would, you know, try it one more time or whatever. And, we went and got margaritas and tacos and like ended up super hitting it off. It was just like the best date I had ever had. We like had a great conversation. He seemed like he like really listened to me, which I feel like guys never do. So we kind of made like a crazy decision and decided to quarantine together.
That is a bold strategy.
That is aggressive.
I mean, it was kind of, it was totally crazy, but like, and I was kind of hesitant, but I decided to like jump in with both feet and like, I fell so hard for this guy. And, you know, I'm not even lying when I say that it wasn't even awkward at first. Like we got along so well. It felt like we knew each other forever. And it was just like perfect. But then now, you know, we're getting a little more freedom and he went to see his buddies for fantasy football. Like, and they were all outside, they were wearing masks. So I was comfortable with it. And he comes home and he's showing me his pics and he's getting all excited. And when I saw like a couple girls' names, but this one girl's name just like kind of jumped out at me because I've like seen him texting her before, you know, and I asked him about it and he was like, oh no, we're just friends. And so like fast forward to the past game on Sunday and he tells me he's going to the same guy's house to watch the game. And they've got like this outdoor setup. So that's cool. And then he comes home super late, smelling totally boozy, and says that he just like fell asleep on the couch after watching the game after the Pats game. And
that's happened to me before.
So I'm like, I mean, I get it. Yeah. I mean, it's I've totally crashed after a game too, but like, then I like see his phone and the same girl texts him and like the banner comes up and it just says, where did you go?
Oh,
and this is like 2 a.m. This is like 2 a.m.
Oh my
this is
goodness.
Not like early. The games have been over.
Right. Okay. So his name is Bart, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy is going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offering up a dozen long stemmed red roses. She's going to use the name Shelly. Shelly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And be sure not to interrupt us when this is happening. Okay, Nicole, let's see what happens with Bart.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, can I please speak with Bart?
Who's this?
Hi, Bart. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Just free roses?
Free.
All right. Yeah, cool.
Okay, great. So in order to get started, we'll start with a card. If you can give me a name for the card.
You could put them to Maggie.
Okay, and what would you like that card to say?
You're the best number one pick.
Oh, is she a sports person?
Oh, you have no idea. She's like every guy's dream.
You have got to be sh**ing me. She's just a friend, huh? You lying piece of sh**.
Wait.
Hold on a second.
Hello? Hello?
Nicole, hang on, please. Bart?
Wait.
Bart.
Who's this? Yeah?
This is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We call this War of the Roses. And that's Nicole on with us. And you just...
Yeah. What the f***?
Nicole, what are you doing on the phone?
Dude, what are you doing sending roses to somebody else? You live with me.
I have no idea what's going on, but they just called me to give me free roses, so I wanted to send them to Maggie because she's my friend and she helped me with the football thing.
You don't send... Shut up. You do not send roses to a friend and say, like, oh, yeah, she's every guy's dream. What the f***? You live with me every single day in this whole stupid storm of a situation we have been together. You leave for the draft one day and I trust you, and then you're, like, cheating on me already? You're immediately banging someone. Are you kidding?
All right, first of all, she's just a friend. I told you that she's just a friend of mine.
She's not a friend. You wouldn't send roses to a friend. That's bullshit. Like, you come home bragging about scoring, like, Patrick Mahomes as your number one pick, and then actually it's this girl is your number one pick? What the hell?
Yeah.
You were so just full of this entire time. So I guess, like, you got me. Thanks for the quarantine sex. At least you kept me company. Go yourself.
Oh, she hung up. Bart.
All right, yeah.
Anything to say for yourself?
Man, I whatever. Like, I was just quarantine cuffing with her anyways. Now I can focus on winning this fantasy money and taking the new girl out, you know? Like, she's not that bad, this new girl. She's cool.
She's not that bad. A ringing endorsement.
What a guy.
To hell with you, Bart.
Wow.
How do you take Patrick Mahomes and not Christian McCaffrey as your number one pick anyways?
Really, Dan?
Yeah, you're going to stick your relationship and your fantasy team.
I just kept thinking, don't, Bart. That's all I could think of the entire time.
Well, thank you for keeping it until the end.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.